Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale. Going on now on all Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Imagine Dragons. Loom. World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City. Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
It's a real opportunity for me to have on the line and on the air with me Lee Lonsberry. Lee, I asked you flippantly a few moments ago, anything new going on with you at all?
Doug, I'll tell you what. It's typically my MO to do things nice and leisurely and casually and with calm. My life over the past few weeks or so has taken a dramatic turn, and I've stacked my plate pretty tall right now. Least of which being this new show I'll be hosting in about a month from now.
You know, seriously, in Lee's life, and I've been aware of what's going on kind of behind the scenes. First of all, wrapping up the commitment you've had to our First District Congressman Rob Bishop, but also a few little family things have been going on with you. You alluded to it when you filled in a few days a couple of months ago. Bring us up to speed on your family.
I'm right now, as you said, still wrapping up my duties to Utah's first congressional district, working for Congressman Rob Bishop. At the moment, though, I'm on paternity leave. Just a few days ago, my wife, my beautiful wife, who I met there at KSL, gave birth to our first child, a little girl. And so we've been at home learning what life is like as parents.
Well, you know, I've already teased you about that because I got a brand new grandson almost exactly 2 months ago, and I'm always, you know, just kind of working out. I mean, there's Piper Jean, and then there's Conrad Vasco, and I'm thinking that, you know, there might be a future here.
I think that there's some standards and some precedents set in olden times. We may need to look into dowries and such and see what kind of arrangements we can make.
I'm so glad that things are going so well with mother and child and father. And as you mentioned, on paternity leave right now. And here before long, you're going to be signing on to your regular daily show here at KSL News Radio.
It absolutely surreal, Doug. I mean, folks, I hope. Remember that you and I had a number of years working together. And for me, in addition to the years I worked with my dad in a similar capacity, such an absolute thrill and an honor, and more than anything, an education. You taught me a lot, Doug. you introduced me to a lot of skills and tactics and ways of going about this business that I hope to do you proud in a month from now.
I have no doubt of that. I have no doubt of that. And working with you was a joy for anybody who's ever been on the air, whether it's me, your dad, anybody on the national level, local level. Anybody who is kind of on that spear point on the air knows how critical it is to have a full partner, a great producer who not only, you know, can challenge you at times, but can add ideas and has your back. And boy, you were that and so much more to me. And the friendship that has come out of that has meant the world to me. And I'm really excited for the first time. And we're still working on the exact date. We know it'll be relatively early in December. But to actually tune in and be able to listen to and know that this is going to be a great regular feature, the Lee Lonsberry Show, or whatever you guys end up calling it, I'm really excited.
As am I, Doug. And let me just, but I owe you a great thanks, not just for the years that you and I worked together, but for what you're doing right now on the air. And I'm grateful because I know that you are making a sacrifice, and you're doing it for me, and you're doing it for this show and for the station. So I'm grateful to you for that, but I wouldn't expect anything different.
Well, you know, that's very, very kind of you. I'll tell you, this is a little confession. You know, it had been a little over a year since I'd been on the air in a host capacity. But to walk back in and do a daily show again, you know, you forget how much of it is just kind of part of your it's almost like you get some things by osmosis, being immersed in it each and every day. That first week for me, honestly, was a real challenge. And it continues to be a challenge because I know, you know, exactly what is coming to KSL. And I want to make sure this, I love this radio station. I love you. And I really have high hopes for what 12:30 to 3 o'clock is going to be. And not only the addition you're going to bring to KSL Radio, but the addition you're going to bring to our market and our industry. So as you anticipate that, and what are some of the things that you're hoping for the show itself, Lee?
Can I, before I answer your question, can I ask you along the same vein? I want to ask you for some advice. You mentioned that a few weeks ago I did participate in an audition of sorts. I hosted for a few days. And let me tell you that in the days leading up to that, man, I could feel the nerves. I was anxious. I think I did well enough for them to offer me this job. But as we get closer to the start date, I'm feeling some of those nerves. I'm feeling some of that anxiety again. Give me some advice. What do I do to calm that? What do I do to combat that?
Well, you need to, first of all, acquire a place in Eureka. And you need to really up your intake of Diet Coke. I mean, that's really the bottom line.
I've been doing okay on Diet Coke. You may be surprised to see what's sitting on my desk when I make my way out.
I used
there.
To tease Lee all the time. I said, "You don't drink with me." I mean, I'm knocking back a Diet Coke, and you won't drink with me. He was on some kind of a weird health thing. No, seriously, Lee. You know, I think I mentioned this to you when you were here earlier, filling in on those 3 or 4 days, whatever it was. And I said, you know, just remember you're talking to the folks, and the folks are great. And I'll tell you what, you know, KSL has a really abnormal, wonderful audience. There is a legacy with KSL. There's a legacy with our listeners. There is a camaraderie. There is a kinship. It's the big Cracker Barrel of Utah and the Intermountain West, and we just gather around and we chat and just chat with the folks. And that's what I've done for so many years, and it's been a joy. And I think that that what you're going to bring to this market is going to be incredible.
You asked what I hope to bring and what the show will look like, and what I want it to be, as you just described, is really a conversation. I've been really lucky over the past really decade plus to get to know the newsmakers and the politicians and the business people that really make our, and the everyday folks that make our state, Utah, tick and make it special and peculiar. From day to day, those folks are going to be involved in newsmaking events,
right,
things that have a great impact on the community and on the state. And I want to be the place, I want to host the show, and I want to be the person thought of when a call needs to be made to share some information or to share some insight or to give advice. I want them to call me, and I want to be able to facilitate those conversations to the KSL audience.
Yeah,
I want to be a place where folks can turn. Or I want to host a show. I don't want to make this about me. I just happen to be the guy that's going to be doing the talking. But the show, really, I want to be a place where folks can come and learn and feel comfortable and trust and get a window into what's going on in the state and to be confident that what they're hearing is authoritative and it's researched and it's fair. And it's for good.
For so many years, both you and I did this together, and it was a team effort, believe me, but where we were really surrogates for people, you know, where sometimes somebody doesn't have the access to somebody that through the cloud of KSL, through the cloud of the media, and hopefully through a good reputation, you have the cloud to reach out to them and ask the questions on behalf of those that are listening. I have every confidence that that is going to continue. And Lee, before I start getting choked up here and so on, I'm just really looking forward to this. And, you know, get the heck back here, would you? You know, I've got a retirement to get into.
The baby came just a few weeks ago. We need little Piper Jean to be grown and strong enough to travel. KSL and you, of course, have been so generous to allow me some time to learn with the baby, to grow with the baby a bit, and ultimately not be apart from the baby. I would have had to be away from my wife and the baby, luckily, though.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, "Your dad has been hurt really bad."
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.